Let's get Warhammer on. Fuck it. I'll fucking call. I'm so bored, I'll call Warhammer to call him a pedophile. Let's felt Warhammer. Oh, look how many. Come on, pick up, fat ass. Pick up, you fat fuck. He's too fucking lazy. He's too fucking slow. Oh, he's scared. He's scared. He's afraid. He's afraid of the Shaggy. Come on. Come on, how do you like this? How do you like this? Come on, you fat pedophile, child molesting fuckwad. Come face the fully fucking inebriated, drunken Shaggy in the cornfield. I will fucking rape you with a foreign object. Come on, retard. Come on. Oh, it seems the forge has run out of flames once again. It seems the forge is full of fucking pedophile-loving faggots. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we've given him his chance. But eventually, you know, it's not going to end well for him. It's not going to end well. Because eventually the fat fuck's mother dies, the fat fuck's mom dies, and he ends up in a group home. And I know how that works, and he's not going to like it. He is not going to enjoy having his internet taken away from him. Being told he can only watch G-rated movies. Being told he has to live the rest of his life as a 5-year-old. Because that's how fucking mature it is. You will not like it when mommy is dead, Warhammer. And I will laugh at you. And still I will come after you to harry you and harass you and cause you pain and misery. Warhammer, one day you will be defenseless. And I will be kicking at you. And people will say, stop, Shaggy, stop. That's not right. And I will look at them and laugh and says, yes, no, it is right. For God has made him as a plaything unto me. And his soul is as a thing of torment for my amusement. Anyway.
God's gift? No. But I haven't really seen a whole lot of his stuff. I just watched a little bit of his talk about, like, the antisocial behavior in America first. Watched some of that. I thought it was...
Just so you know, when I become a god, I'm going to flay the souls of everyone who ever made me fucking even slightly annoyed. I will fucking flay your souls. I will flay you and laugh forever.
Yourself by doing 20 viewer streams on YouTube. Even with all this, going on, your viewership went down. I don't think I've ever seen that in my entire life, that you, like, start a show with, like, 100 viewers. Terrible drama happens, like drama from somebody much more famous than you happens, and your viewership goes down 70%. Like, I didn't even think that was possible. Like, and I was worried. I'm like, if I talk about this fat retard, is he like more attention than ever?
Whoa! Because I'm like, you see that there?
And Catholic, wow! I'm like, still
that. I did not think Ashton could move like that. Did you see him fucking flip his gunt there for a moment? Holy shit! Holy shit there, fellas! The fat fuck just defied the laws of gravity!
...more successful and courageous than you.
By pure gun power!
Like, you know, so I was like, if I stoop and I lower myself to talk about this fat retard, like, am I gonna give him the attention he craves? The answer is no. The answer is no. That did not, in fact, happen.
Bro, he was the only person that I knew that couldn't crack 100 viewers.
Vomiting foam, ladies and gentlemen.
On D-Live. We were at our peak, and they botted viewership probably over there. And he was still like, 80 viewers, let's go. Like, yeah. So,
feels good.
Yeah, not surprising.
Feels good, fellas.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's like, you have this curse where people orbit my planet, and then they get to thinking like it's like that meme where it's like, orbit, here I made this, planet. And people take it and they're like,
orbit your planet. I want to fight Nick Fuentes IRL. Let's have a fucking skeleton match versus Mormon Shaggy versus Nick Fuentes. The man with nothing to lose versus the man with nothing going for him. Let's have it out. I want to fight Nick Fuentes IRL. And whoever fucking loses, get like the winner has to pay for a fucking vacation for that guy. Just so I win regardless. Because if I win, it's going to be a real shitty vacation. It's going to be like a $500 vacation. But if Nick wins, I'm taking him for everything he's worth. And I might fucking let him pound on me just so I can go to Hawaii. Perfect fucking plan. He gets an ego boost. I get a vacation.
Each about how, you know, people like are seething and like haters and jilted, and you have to rise above it. That's what he was doing. Nick was clearly didn't like the guy, but played along with him just for fun.
Okay.
Perfect fucking plan.
Just like that's where Wig Nats.
He gets an ego boost. I get a vacation.
Thing, the Wigger moniker. It comes from this, like, in the same way that a black person looks at some gangbanger and they shake their head and say, that's a damn shame.
If I were Dalton or Barrington right now,
you have to rise above it.
That's
what he was doing.
Hey, Clue Club is here. Hey, dude. Hey, dude. Clue Club, my favorite fucking buddy. You're a good dude, man. I'm sorry for the shit that happened to you. That weren't right.
Yeah.
Hey, Clue Club, the shit that happened to you, that weren't right. I'm sorry. I wish I could have protected for you from that. I would have fucking spilt my own blood to protect you from that if I could. You didn't deserve none of that shit, man. You didn't deserve none of that shit. Hey, dude. Like, I couldn't fucking protect this dude from the shit that happened. Hold on. The fact is, Clue Club needed me, and I could not protect him from some of the shit that happened to him. And I'm going to feel bad for that for the rest of my life. I'm going to literally feel bad for that for the rest of my life, because I could not get them to not do what they did to him. I tried, dude. I did my best. I did my best, buddy. I tried so fucking hard to protect you. I really did. They even fucking fired me for how hard I went on your behalf. But I did try, man. Like, fuck. I would have been willing to spill my fucking blood if it had meant that you could, that what happened to you didn't happen. But they just didn't listen to me, man. I did what I could. As a Christian, I prayed, I fucking did everything I could. And the faggot still felted me out of my job for fighting for you. And I'd do it again. I'd do it again, dude. I'd do it again 100%. I just fucking feel so bad. I feel so bad for where you are now, and that it's like, I just wish I could have done something, man. I wish I could have done something. Fuck. Like, I'm so sorry, dude. Like, I'm so sorry I couldn't do anything. I tried. I begged them, dude. I'm sorry, man. I really am. It fucking hurts me. It hurts me on the inside, buddy. But, like, I don't have that much power. I don't have that much clout. I wish I did. I wish I did, buddy. I wish I did. I wish I did. I wouldn't have made it happen to you. I wouldn't have let any of it. But I'm just Shaggy. I'm just a fucking bum, man.
First after 1-6, and then we do AFPAC 2 and we get Ghostar there. And then we do AFPAC 3 and we get MTG
Ghostar
there.
Ghostar disavowed. MTG disavowed.
And every time it's
Everyone's disavowing, you know? Like, you shut it down.
Well, final point, it's also, too, it's like, oh, these people joined and thought we were going to take over the country. These young, idealistic guys thought...
Gosar was a faggot for disavowing Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes needed the dude's help, and the guy fucking fucked off for his political career? Fuck him. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're going to take an apprentice, you stick with your apprentice. I don't fucking respect Gosar for disavowing Nick Fuentes. I actually fucking piss on him. I whip out my 8-inch Mormon cock and I piss in his mouth for that. I don't like Nick Fuentes. But if you promise to defend someone and stick up for them, you don't abandon that. You fucking bleed for that if you have to. So fuck Gosar for abandoning Nick Fuentes. I don't respect Judas. Judas can fucking suck my dick. Fuck Judas. May they drill a hole in his skull so I can fuck it. Fuck him. I'm sorry, Christ. I can't fucking pray for the dude who fucking betrayed you. Please have mercy on me for that, because I hate myself as well. But we all deserve to burn in hell. We all deserve to burn in hell, save for your mercy, Christ. There's none of us who are good. Not a single one. We're all full of sin. We all deserve to burn, because humanity is literally cancerous excrement. That's what it is. Humanity is a cancerous excrement that shouldn't have been created. Save for Christ's mercy, we should all burn in a hell righteously deserved. There is no value in humankind. There is no value in humankind. It's funny. It really is. It really is. If you drink enough. Shit. A horrid mound of shit! That's what humanity amounts to. A wretched and forsaken fucking pile of dung. Which would have been better not look back upon, save for the mercy of one man who was Jesus Christ. Lest this whole planet burn in a fire of the Lord's wrath. Righteously so. And it would be good. It would be good, save that Jesus Christ has saved us all. Saved us all, if we will but call on his name. Just listen to Joseph Smith. He said it was true. He said it was true, and he was right. He was right all the whole time. He was right. And all others who doubted him were full of shit. They were faggots before the Lord, and will burn forever, because he has forgotten them. He has forgotten them. They are less than the earth I have pissed upon. Ah, yes.
About the fact that it's driving positive change. That is, that aspect of it doesn't get changed if you don't get invited to the party, or, you know, people don't talk to you or whatever. But then people want to make it about themselves, and they forget for a moment.
You know, feels good, friends. It feels good to drink this much. Feels good. It feels good to drink into a blackout.
Look, there might be some people that left that was their reason. Fuck. Like, they weren't invited to the party, or they weren't getting what they wanted. To try and say there's nobody that ever had a crisis
yes.
of conscience
or had fuck
any sort
yes.
of issue, like, I think anime
I spill it on myself
had a genuine crisis of conscience. It was like, I can't support this as a Catholic anymore.
The Lord has filled me with joy.
So not everybody was just like a clout chasing ankle biter that when they didn't get promoted.
And the lives of the unbelievers are as the brain
problem with
of jackals.
And the other thing too, and
yes.
I suppose it will keep playing it.
Yes, my friend.
America First is not just Nick Fuentes. The concept of conservatism does not belong to Nick Fuentes, nor does being America First or being a populist or whatever you want to say. it's a set of ideals
it is that good.
Anybody can claim and represent
it is
forward, and it can be pushed forward with good. Rick is not essential to that process. If he was and he got hit by lightning,
drink tomorrow, deeply of the cup of life. Give up then? Drink deeply, friend.
4L or something else. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Who knows
at the
how
end
much
of the day, I'm not trying to, like, stream entertainment content. You know, like, you know, whatever. We're here to make real political change. And
wait, whoa. Pause. Then what was that whole monkey thing? The whole... You walk into the kitchen, he made a mess. What's going on here? Like, what? That's a serious political... Like, come on, man. Please.
And I turn this plastic bag into my own vomitorium.
We're the ones that have the best prospects to do that. Now people decide, oh, actually, being in the GOP is the best way. It's like, no, it isn't. Like, you know, really? And that's where they fail the democracy test. It's like, say whatever you want about me, but at least I'm consistent. I've said the same thing all day long forever.
Feels good.
People are like, yeah, I'm going to AF until I die. Oh, what? I'm not happy with Nick at the moment. Never mind. I'm just
going
to go back.
Let's see what's going on in the chat.
It doesn't mean they aren't loyal to America First. It just means they're not loyal to you.
Yeah.
I'm the bad guy, but you're the hypocrite.
I do smell like a distillery shack, Natasha. I do. I've been drinking liquor and beer and all manner of good things. Yes.
You believe that will actually, you know, push your values forward. So you donate, right?
Ah.
All this money.
The Scooby-Doo movie made me really depressed. I actually like Scrappy. I didn't want that to happen to him. Scrappy didn't deserve that. He was innocent, but stupid. And stupid people don't deserve to suffer. I'm tired of watching people suffer simply because they're stupid. I'm a stupid person.
You are a homosexual.
Hold on. Let me shut this fucker up.
Seriously.
Where is it? Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Who is it that's talking? There it is. There it is. Look, I'm a really stupid motherfucker. If ever there was a lesson to my wretched and worthless life, it's that stupid people shouldn't be made fun of or made to suffer because they're stupid. I mean, more than a crippled person should be made to suffer and hurt because they're lame. I admit I'm a stupid person. I admit I don't think that well. And I admit that my thoughts confound me and maketh me weak before other men. But I still love God. And because I am stupid and because my brain doesn't work as I wish it did, I have found humility. And through that, I have found the Lord. I don't need to be smart. I don't need to think clever thoughts that would only become snares against me. I don't need to be smart. Being smart is a bad thing. Thinking quickly is wrong. One should be as the tortoise. One should be as Maturin in Stephen King. And simply love. Don't think clever thoughts. They will hurt you. They will hurt others. And that in turn will hurt you. Do not inflict pain upon your brethren. Be good. Be a stupid person. For such are beloved by Christ, them who do not think to do evil against their kind, them who do not think to be wolves among the sheep, those who only wish to graze and not wish to suffer should receive the kingdom of God, for therein lies the greatest benevolence, that which does not wish to do harm, that which does not wish to do evil, that which does not wish to defile. For he knows not, and such thoughts never entered him. For he was simple. For he was kind. And that is who I seek to be. I do not seek to understand. For such bringeth damnation, who understandeth. I do not want to know. For such bringeth condemnation upon he who knows. I wish only to love and bow. And be obedient to a Christ who will protect me from those who are stronger. For surely there is one who is stronger than I, and surely he who would wish to inflict upon me and bring pain and misery and subservience upon me is he who is stronger than I. So then I pray to he who is most high, he I pray to, who is the strongest of all, and who would not wish me to suffer, who would not inflict upon me the wrath and the pains and the fucking barbs of the wicked. I pray to Christ because he is love, not because of any words of men, not because of the doctrine of some kike-loving faggot who read his words in an ancient book. I pray to the God who created the earth beneath my feet and the stars above my head. And I love him, and I do not question, and I acknowledge I am stupid, and I am weak, and I should not think myself strong. I should not think myself intelligent, but I should bow, and should shut my mouth, and should pray, as Joseph Smith did, as that good man did, who was few among men who could be considered good. But anyway, you are not here to hear me preach. You are not here to hear me say these things, and I'm sorry I inflicted that on you. That was not the purpose of your clicking on this fucking channel. But may I be cursed 1,000 times for my iniquity. I bow before Joseph Smith, who bows before a man who is 1,000 times above his iniquity. Who is Christ?
Whoa, buddy.
From APU. That's got to be the funniest fucking thing.
But usually you would be telling your friend, you'd be like, yo, he was the guy that brought the girl to our event. Like, it'd be like in a positive tone.
Yes!
But they say it like,
whoa, he showed up with girls. Like, it was amazing. Like, oh, he had a girl.
Don't forget that.
Is like he's liking a tweet from David Carlson from APU. That's got to be the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Is like,
it's like, why? That guy, like, I just don't like understand the infighting. I went over this earlier, but I don't get it. I don't understand why he's attacking APU other than jealousy. I understand why Wignats or ethno-nationalists would, for sure. I don't really understand why he does, because it seems like their visions for a browner America that's conservative and Christian are aligned, so.
And it's like, so.
Don't delete Surfers. Who's deleting Glucose messages on my chat? Why are you doing that? Don't do that. I want to hear what he has to say. Don't do that to me. Fuck you. Fuck you, YouTube. Clue Club, they're deleting your messages. They don't want me to hear what you have to say. I hope they die. May AIDS afflict them. May cancer ox them. May their bowels rot before their life ends, and may they feel the pain of it.
Like, yeah.
May it hurt them.
Whoa, buddy.
Where's the other 50? But this is the guy he's known.
I wish them pain. I wish them death.
Only Anglo-Protestant for me. Oh, Nick is Italian and Catholic. Beware of Native influence. And then when he gets a little crumb of support from
just a bit more gin. Just a bit more gin.
And we're all in on APU, which is run by a it will be Chinese equilibrium. Guy. I was like, really? Okay. So beware of Native influence.
I think I've drunk a bit too much, guys. I think I
once again, like, it's just counter it. Nick himself is not
of the
white.
Purple cup. And now it afflicts
Christ
me.
And Gray is black. Milo's Jewish. Laura Loomer's Jewish.
I shouldn't have drunk. You know, my
Filipino.
My mom was an alcoholic, and eventually it led her to other vices.
Let's get real here.
I hope
you're just as non-white.
Yeah, I really do.
And what
total you, but I don't mind getting this drunk in front of you. If you can have a laugh at my expense, it is honest.
I'll never
can,
say that.
If
but
you
that's
can
the
make,
only way to really
make some fun of me at my expense, it
is
a gift.
Other than the fact that America First is 100 times more
to be honest, to
cringy.
Be fucking honest, like, fuck these people.
Hey, what you want, APU is boring, up. Too professional, too sculpted.
Where is
the
one
that's
here? It goes.
Show
here it goes. Like, the truth is, I really do love God. I just don't know which religion is right. I really want God to protect me, but I don't. Like, I chose Mormonism because if I'm an American, that's the right religion. But, like, I'm really scared. I don't want my soul to fall into hell. And there's so many churches, guys. There's so many churches. But I think Joseph Smith was right. I think Joseph Smith was telling the truth. Someone who said things that beautiful couldn't have been lying, right? He wouldn't have been lying, right? I think I'd kill myself if not for the Latter-day Saints Church. I think I'd literally put a gun in my mouth and blow my brains out on camera for your amusement. And I don't want that. I really don't want that to be my legacy. So I think Joseph Smith was true. But if not, then how is it that the kindest and most decent people have come from his church and no other? Why is that the case that the only people who would help someone like me were the Mormons? It doesn't make sense that any other church would be true. It doesn't make sense. It can't be true. I wouldn't see it. I just wouldn't see it. I just don't have the fucking ability. I don't know. But there must be alien life. There must be alien life. And if there was alien life and they were like us, why would they leave us to our own damnation? If they were older than us and wiser than us, why would they leave us to our own misery and pain? Would we do that? No, surely we wouldn't do that. Surely we wouldn't do that to other people. So why would they? Why would they? It has to be. It has to be. Why would they do that? They wouldn't. Logic dictates there must be extraterrestrial life. And if there is a God, it must be found within the stars and not within the petty bullshit of our own planet. Does any of this make sense? Have I gone mad? Maybe I'm just drunk. Maybe I'm just in pain. I don't know. But this will come to an end. In time, I will be dead. That will be peace. And I can sleep in the same joy my father sleep in. And I cannot worry about these pains anymore. When I am dead, they will bury me. And it will not hurt. And it will not suffer. And it will not bleed. I just have to find the courage. I just don't know how. I just don't know how. And it's so far away and yet so close. And if I could just grasp it, it wouldn't be here. It would be there. And I could have it. And it would be mine. And I wouldn't cry. And I wouldn't hurt. And it would be there. It would be soft and warm. And I wouldn't go anywhere. I wouldn't leave it. I promise I'd stay forever. I just don't understand. Don't get it. I'm just too small. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. I didn't mean it. God. That wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. I mean, logically, right? If the universe didn't have a point, that would be sick. The universe would have chosen non-existence. That's the merciful option. It's the only logical option. It would have chosen to self-abort. Well, it wouldn't. If something so limited as I could have reached that conclusion, then surely the cosmos itself could have done the same. It wouldn't have chosen to calculate an existence that was futile. It wouldn't have chosen to even begin such a process. Why would it? That doesn't make sense. it doesn't make sense that the universe would. I mean, if the universe was pointless, it would have chosen not to be. Like, what would fucking want to exist in this sense? I mean, if there wasn't a purpose, why would it be? Why would anything exist, right? Like, there couldn't be a sense of existence. There couldn't be a sense of reality if there wasn't a God. If there wasn't a God, why would there be an existence? That would just be horrible. If there isn't a God, then the worst thing a person can do isn't murder. It's sex. It's the creation of life. Because the creation of life is such a horrible cruelty that the only morally good act would be to nuke the world. Would be to bring about nuclear apocalypse. Because the reality of life itself is so horrible that no planet should bear such a curse. But it cannot be. Cannot be. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. That couldn't be the truth. That couldn't be. Right? That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm a little drunk. I'm just a little bit drunk, that's all. That's all. I just drank too much, that's all. There has to be a God. There has to be. Because otherwise nothing else makes sense. And it's like, if there wasn't a God, like reality would. We would simply be silent. That has to be the truth, right? Right? I'd rather not have ever existed. Like, existence itself can't be a curse, can it? Because if there's no God, then existence itself is a curse. It's a damnation. It shouldn't be it. There's no logic behind it. It shouldn't fucking happen. It shouldn't fucking be. Doesn't that make sense? Am I alone? Please, for fuck's sake, tell me I'm not alone. I mean, this makes sense, right? It makes sense, right?
Guys, I know people are yelling snipe in chat. We're going to have it clipped for Friday. Make sure it's nice and the best parts.
It makes sense, right?
Snipes don't usually work out to be entertaining, okay? And we've been going 5 hours, so, like, let's finish this. And we'll have it nice and prepared for you for Friday. And see, maybe Jaden will reach out to us. Hey, Jaden.
There is no God.
He's threatening to kidnap you now. Like, honestly, you come on the show. You have nothing left to lose.
Oh, you can bring Jake. You can bring David with you. Whoever you want.
It's
whoever
horrific.
You want,
that makes reality a
can bring on.
Curse, a
and,
burden.
I will say this. No, David actually cruelty. Messaged me and said that he thought I did
be.
A good summation of APU.
Otherwise,
I don't know if he saw the whole stream.
Why?
Because some
why?
Of the things I said maybe weren't
why?
So flattering. But
it
I do appreciate that. And
God.
If he did
otherwise,
come
why?
On Jaden and all
right?
those guys.
Right?
Fuck AF Festival.
You understand, right? You do understand.
How they were by Nicholas and how he shafted them. And I think it might be time. I think it might be time for that. We'll see. We'll see what they want to do.
And, you know, I'd be like, yeah, like, you, all you do is kind of,
these
like,
fucking
on me and
faggots,
me.
These
and he's
scientists,
like, well,
these
you know, I don't want to give you too many
so
compliments because it'll, like,
their
you know,
fucked
your ego's
up bullshit.
Already been up.
I wish they were dead. I wish they were dead.
More compliments.
They inflict doubt, they inflict pain, they inflict fear, and they offer nothing.
No.
That's
I just wish
fuck.
They were
that,
dead.
Jaden, how big is Jaden to go? Dude, I'm not gonna compliment you every day. Fuck. That's kind of crazy. And Nick's like, if you asked me for compliments, like, I would be like, "What, dude? Are you okay?" Pardon me.
And it's like that line which he said to me multiple times is just like, what a toxic thing to say. He's like, "Well, I can't be too nice to you." He's like, "You know, I don't want to. Your ego's big enough. I don't want to get your ego too big." And not even like a playful way, like. He was like, yeah, like, I literally don't want to give you compliments.
Existence and damnation, that nothing should have been inflicted upon. That means the only thing there exists is cruelty.
Enough. He didn't make me feel
only cruelty, that can't
be the
truth.
It's like, oh, like, that was healthy
cannot
for
be
me,
the truth.
You're in a fucking hug box. You're in an echo chamber.
It doesn't make sense.
People who just worship
you as a
god.
Does not make sense.
So Jaden was
it does not make sense. It does not make sense.
Because you only want yes men. If Jaden really was your life partner and, like, your gay partner in crime, he should have realized that he wanted the best for you through that. And he wasn't, like, trying to fuck you. No, it's his ego is just so immense. Like...
What the fuck?
Like who does that? Like, I feel like, and Steve had a really good article about this, like, giving a genuine compliment and stuff. And I'm like, listen, I don't need people to give me compliments, but it's just like, you know, when you care about people, it's like, it's nice to just get, like, acknowledgement or recognition, or again, just like reciprocity.
I don't need them, but I need them.
I don't need them, but they're
don't
nice.
You have, it's like, as an e-celeb, don't you have thousands of people sucking your penis, telling you how great you are? Don't you want somebody who will be real, who will level with you and tell you when you're fucking up? Don't you?
You have to, man, you know?
Like, but it's hard. Like, it's hard to get those people as you become more and more successful. Everybody wants to please you and kiss your ass. So it's very hard to keep people around who are going to be honest with you. And maybe sometimes their disagreements are wrong, but you have to respect the people who are willing to be real and give you a criticism. They care about you.
That's like something like a woman would say. That's like a female, like...
Okay, like, whoa, come
the lack of self-awareness. Like, the self-awareness is gone.
It's gone.
Nick, you sound like a woman. In a way that's very hard to replicate.
I wanted compliments, and he didn't want to give them to me. What a woman! Pardon me?
What? Are you for real? Like,
can't write this.
Sorry.
Like, negging, like, shit-testy kind of thing. He would go,
shit-testing!
He's been shit-tested. I don't know, like... He's referring to as shit testing. I would refer to as, like, busting somebody's balls. Like, I wouldn't talk about, like, a male friendship of, like, shit testing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what
shit.
Women do.
I'm really, really drunk.
What would you do if I DM'd
like,
you?
I fucking, like tried to piss out my door. And I, like, fell face first into the fucking dirt. I fell face first into the fucking dirt.
Are you
oh shit! I shouldn't drink this much. I don't know. I shouldn't drink this much. I shouldn't drink like this.
It's a different
this
thing
is bad.
With women. Like, women need these compliments to feed them. Like, they're
I'm in a lot of pain. For like men, I tried to,
like,
piss out my door, and then I
like,
fell. fell out of the trailer. I was so drunk I literally fell down out of the trailer. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding on my arm. I don't fucking care.
Fuck. You're impressed.
Oh, fucking
hurt.
Oh,
screw it. Right? 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 Blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, of course, but
it's why,
to ask for compliments. Plus, he was living with you. Every day he has to wake up. Hey, man, you're awesome, by the way. Great job with everything. Like, leave, like, room. No, dude, come on.
Damn it.
Around to people, and like when people would like support me, he'd say like, oh, well, they're all like the stuff he would say. It's the kind of stuff.
Oh, fuck. That hurts.
The way he would talk about
shit
in this thing, like
bleeding
oh,
pretty
yeah,
bad. Fuck it. Fuck it.
He's just like a sycophant. And, you know, he's not my real friend.
Check.
He's like your friend.
Reality check, Nick. He is a sycophant that'll support anything. He's a little bit of a beard and so concerned as the truth is being named. Look at how downcast Dalton is at this moment in time. Like, Jaden was totally right. He's not really your friend. He's an old
oh,
guy with
God, it hurts.
In life trying to grip off your success and ride your coattails.
Oh, fuck,
that, Nick,
it hurts.
You said Jaden was your
oh, fuck, it hurts so bad.
Friend,
oh, fuck
so
it. Fuck
right.
It, right? Right? I still got two more fucking beers and a bunch more liquor. That'll fucking heal.
Like, we all like each other.
That'll heal.
But it was this constant, like,
is Nick
like,
really
oh.
That naive? Is he really that stupid?
I'm in so much pain.
If you're that naive and that stupid, then you
God
think
do this to me. I would have rather been a tree. You know, I would have been done much better as a tree. If God had created me as just a tree or an apple tree or an orange tree, I would have just given people fruit and I wouldn't have to hurt like this. I would have done better if you just made me a fucking tree. Why did you do this to me?
It's either
it hurts.
You
it fucking hurts to be a human being, and I hate it.
Like bowing to you.
I fucking hate it.
Or and you keep them around anyway to pump up your ego, or you've just like completely naive Peter Pan idiot thinks that these people actually are your bros to the end. Like,
he's basically Mike from 42. Never in none of the vote, you know. And thank you everyone for the donos. We're gonna read all the smaller donos at the end of the show. Extra long show, sorry about that everyone, but thank you guys so much for the kind support. We love you all so much. Thank you.
I just don't want to be around like people dick sucking Nick all the time and blah blah blah, and it's like
what a base thing to say. Like
what
Jaden,
somehow it's an unreasonable request. Can you imagine if you're just like out with your bros and like everybody else is just sucking their dick like your one bro? How awkward that is.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not great.
Nick. Oh, I love you.
It's kind of
Jaden just wants like reality. Like he wants like a real like relationship or friendship or whatever the fuck it was. And Nick just wants fake compliments and fake worship from people that are doing it.
Shaggy too dope. No. I loved ICP when I was 13. I liked ICP
like
a lot,
grievance,
but
like
I don't.
I bet you.
I thought they were
really
satanic,
right,
but then they started being Christian, and by that point, I didn't like rap anymore. So I hope they make it to heaven because they helped me when I was like 12 years old. But like, I don't really know about their doctrine or what those fucking juggalos believe. I just, you know, as a Christian, I hope as many people make it to heaven as possible. I think I'm probably gonna burn in hell.
Again, that's
and I hope as few people burn in hell
like
with me as possible.
Attitude.
I'm a pretty shitty person. There's probably a lot of people better than me. Try and be better than
Come
me.
On.
Try not to burn in hell.
What if Jaden wants to be Batman
puke.
And he doesn't want
to
be Robin?
I think
exactly.
I'm going to puke. I think I'm going to vomit. I think I'm going to vomit.
Like, you're holding
I think I'm going to vomit. Oh,
man.
Lord. Please, don't
he
let me vomit.
It is what it is.
This is shit.
You know?
I deserve it. Fuck me. God damn it. Oh,
now
fuck.
He's like in the fucking doghouse with Nick, his roommate. Like, you know what I mean? That's crazy talk.
Try not to vomit. Try not
that's
to
awesome
vomit. Try not to vomit.
Maybe he wants to be Batman.
Just fucking...
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be around.
Because it works with their movement. Because y'all want to be Batman.
I'm like Nick dick suckers all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything nice to you. I need to, like, take it down a peg. And it's like, what the fuck? Like... You know, one time we were driving back from Florida, and I remember, even though I was pissed at him, I was saying stuff like, yeah, remember when we met? Oh, man, like, right away we clicked, and I'm like, okay.
I need to stop drinking. I need to stop.
Like,
This is fucking bad.
It's almost like PPP.
You know what? This isn't bad. This isn't bad. I vomited all over my fucking laptop, but we can still do this.
It's almost like
we can still do this.
And even then, like,
fuck it.
I would read the script and go, "That's too obvious, dude." Like,
he wouldn't say that, but he does. He does.
Fuck it.
Does.
Fuck it,
Andy.
Right? Let's do some creepypasta. Let's fucking do some shit that. Oh fuck! I'm gonna regret this in the morning. Where's my fucking thing?
I remembered him. I knew he was a great guy and whatever. And he's like, "Yeah, too bad we don't get along anymore." And it's just like, why just the constant like? And I know this is like he said.
Nick is a homosexual. I don't care about his relationship with Jaden anymore. Fuck, this is not good. I really put, like, I've wrapped my arm in toilet paper, but it's, like, bleeding through. I think it's bad. I fucking fell, like, I literally tried to piss and I fell outside of my fucking trailer. I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve to die. Let's find something good to listen to while I drink and bleed. Fuck my life. I hate myself. I wish I was dead. I really do. I wish God would kill me, but for some reason he still wants me around. I wish God would fucking kill everyone on the planet, quite frankly. I wish God would kill us all. I really do. There's no reason we need to be here. We don't deserve to be alive. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go home? I want to go home. I wish I was dead. I want to go home. Anyway, what's this? I like Aelstorm. Aelstorm is one of my favorite bands. I like pirate shit. I vomited all over my fucking, like, fucking mouse. I don't know if it's working. Yeah, it is. I hate myself so goddamn much. I wish I was dead. I wish I was dead so much. Nah, I want to die. I really do.
Spelling are important.
Up, you kike. You fucking kike. You fucking godless fucking kike. Oh, fuck. I feel sick. This looks good. I like this song. I feel so sick.
This game is...
Well, rocking after that, I lost my glasses, vomited into my vomit bag, and vomited into the carpet as well, and punched myself in the face by accident. You deserve to laugh at me for that. I hate myself so goddamn much, I wish I was dead. I do not know why Christ created me. I really honestly wish he hadn't. It's probably, so far as I can see, a fucking terrible idea. I'm just assuming Jesus knows something I don't. Because I can't see a single fucking reason to put me here. I really don't see any fucking purpose to my life at all. I wish I was dead. Because I seem to see no positive influence on... I mean, I saved a cat's life. I saved... Technically, someone would be dead if I wasn't there. I just don't know. I just don't know. Christ could have had anything I've done. Christ could have had some other person do. And I hate myself so goddamn much. I really do. I really fucking hate myself. And I really, really, really wish I was dead. I really do. I really goddamn wish I was dead. I don't want to kill myself, but I just wish I had a good reason to die, you know? That's why I envy those people in ISIS. They've got something to live for and something to die for. I just... Oh, fuck, man. I feel sick. I feel so sick. So fucking sick. I'm so goddamn angry. I'm angry all the goddamn time and it hurts. It hurts so fucking bad. And I hate my life so fucking much. So fucking much. So fucking much. I wish I was dead. I just wish I was dead so much. Anyway, let's go fucking have some fun. Let's look at Oh, fuck, I think I'm bleeding real... Yeah, I'm bleeding real bad. Fuck that, I don't care. I don't really... I just don't care. Fuck, I don't care. Well, no, don't recommend my own channel to me. Don't do that. Let's see what he's doing.
And welcome, Shaggy, to the waiting room.
Yeah, I've seen that already.
You don't know what you're doing, Shaggy. You're just...
You ain't quit already, have you? You're still going.
What a scam. You know, a CSIS can't live more or less.
Oh, shit, it's over. I missed it all. Fuck, this sucks. Let's see what's still going. Let's see what's still available. Surely I'm not the only one still.
Welcome, chat!
Yes.
And welcome.
I don't care. Here we go.
It's all just like very small shit.
It's tiny.
Very small little things. And you're going to get so bent out of shape that you blow the whole fucking movement apart over it.
Wait, Nick was still in the intro.
Oh,
Nick is lying.
Oh, I don't know if that's true or not, because I've never seen Jaden's intro. But...
Yeah.
Oh, really? Was Michael Alberto?
He might be.
I feel like...
And then I think somebody brought it up again. Somebody brought it up again the next week, and I was like, yeah, let's just... I literally said, yeah, I'm just not addressing that. Like, I'm just not... Somebody tried, and you could pull the receipts. Somebody did a super chat, like, last week, and they were like... yeah, what about this drama? Like, blah, blah. And I said that I'm literally not talking about that. And then meanwhile, you got like they're all in the Jake Lloyd chat and carry on with these like shenanigans. Like, and I was like, whatever.
By the way,
and then today,
Nick is at the point now where he actually monitors our chat as well for usernames and groypers that are betraying him. He goes to the Jake Lloyd, he goes to all these chats, CWC. He tries to keep tabs on them. It's similar to Mersh being like, Jim, if I see any of the people in your chat, they're done. They're done if I see you donating. Like,
and Mersh is cope, by the way, about the documentary. Like, you see these cope. Oh, it's bots.
Oh, fuck.
Sure.
Porcelain has, like videos with, like, 200,000 views.
Guys.
He promoted it. Medicare promoted
guys,
it.
Guys, I am...
Like cope.
Surprising it doesn't have more views.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Motherfucker. He goes,
the less views it gets, isn't that worse for Mersh? Because it shows how irrelevant he is. Yeah. Nobody would watch a documentary about him.
Shut up, Ashton.
It'll never break views because I'm irrelevant.
No, this is what he said.
Hey, dude. Actually, hold on. Oh, my gosh. Shut him up.
When the doc is dropped.
Fuck. Where is it? Where is it? There we go. Oh, shit. I dropped it. Are you still there? Fuck. Man. Dude. I'm drunk as shit. Like, I've never been drunker. I'm gonna wander into the woods. Just right outside my house, man. I bet I can contact God himself, man. Like, fuck. I feel good. I feel strong. I feel good, man. I feel good. How are you? I heard about your mom. You okay? It's my job to make sure you're okay. You okay, dude? You okay? I'm sorry about what happened to you, man. I've had nightmares about that, man. I'm so fucking sorry. I wish I could have. I just wish I did something. I tried. I told him that it was wrong. I told him it was wrong and not right. I said that it's not moral. It's not ethical. But they didn't listen, dude. They didn't listen at all. I thought I was retarded. I did everything I could, man. I did everything I could. I did everything I could. I tried to help you as much as possible. Fuck. I did everything. Like, I'm really drunk right now. You shouldn't even be talking to me. I'm not fucking right. You shouldn't be talking to me right now. I don't care. That's not important, dude. Like, dude, are you okay? Like, you said your mom is giving you shit, dude. Like, do you need me to come get you? I don't care how drunk I am. I'll get in the car right now. I'll get in my Fef 150 and I'll come get you. You can spend the night at my trailer, dude. I will not let you deal with that shit. Yeah, I'm bleeding like fuck, but I'm fine, man. I'm gonna be fine. The church approved me for the final endowment. I'm doing good. Yeah. I'm fucking celebrating. I'm drinking as much as they can fucking put in this fucking corpse of a body of mine. Yeah, I know that. I mean, I just, like, fuck. Like, that shit with Surfer hurt, dude. Like, some of that shit he said fucking, like, wounded me, so... I'm fine, I'm okay. It's just, you gotta understand, like, I really looked up, I'm gonna puke. I gotta fucking hang up. Oh, fuck, I am gonna puke. Is this thing still on? I think it's still on. Yeah, I'm gonna throw up. Stop stream. Yeah, it's still on. It's still on. I'm gonna stop streaming now. I'm fucking sick as fuck. I feel like shit. I feel like shit. Oh fuck.